Good morning. A cold front swept through the region late yesterday, and colder air began to move into interior New York and New England overnight on the heels of a gusty northwest breeze. That breeze persists early this morning, and while the overall trend is to dry the air mass out, that cold air over the relatively warmer waters of the Great Lakes inducing lake effect snow showers and squalls, primarily in the snow belts. However, some snow showers have drifted down into the western Catskills, parts of the Mohawk Valley, and even as far east as eastern New York. In these locations, a light dust of snow could accompany the morning commute and produce a few slick spots before the air mass completely dries out a little later this morning. The wind will persist, however, during the day, even as high pressure builds in, and will go back to mostly sunny skies across the area. Temperatures will respond, but remain on the chilly side, only reaching into the upper 20s and lower 30s on average for daytime highs. Clear skies and diminishing winds tonight will allow temperatures to drop back into the teens for overnight lows. This will set us up for a dry and sunny start to the day on Wednesday. As that high pressure tracks off the East Coast, we'll see a southerly wind develop and become gusty during the afternoon, and this will push temperatures back into the mid-30s for daytime highs with increasing clouds, although it will remain dry. A weak low pressure center will slide into southeastern Canada and pull a cold front through our region on Wednesday night and into the day on Thursday. Skies will be mostly cloudy and a few rain and snow showers are possible as highs on Thursday reach to about 40. Another cold area of high pressure will build in on Thursday night as it dips back into the 20s, and this will set the stage for a deeper storm to head our way from the Mississippi Valley. New Year's Day should start out dry with thickening clouds, and then as precipitation overspreads the region, it looks like a mixed variety of snow, sleet, and freezing rain by Friday afternoon. Temperatures will gradually and slowly climb above freezing, changing the precipitation over to just plain rain sometime late Friday or Friday night. The changeover time will determine how much snow or ice we receive by the nighttime hours. We'll dry it out with temperatures in the 40s on Saturday, cooling back to the 30s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low will amplify as it cuts into the southwest over the next 2 days. This will lead to the development of a potent storm system over the central and southern Rockies. Heavy snow and freezing rain will spread over the northern and central plains and Midwest through today as the storm system moves into the southern plains. A large swath of winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect from the northern and central plains into the upper Midwest. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 2 degrees with a northwest wind at 56 gusting to 71 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 20. 77% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Zapata, Texas, to a low of 28 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy in the upper 30s, Boston mostly sunny and windy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 41 degrees, the low 31, the average temperature 36, that's 12 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, also a trace of snowfall, 26.2 inches for the month, which is 14.1 inches above normal, and 27.4 inches for the season, which is 12.2 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high, 71, set in 1984, and the record low, 18 below zero in 1933. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:30 p.m. 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, lows back into the teens, though single digits in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with snow showers followed by increasing sunshine and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs around 30. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s, a chance of rain and snow showers on Thursday near 40, dry on New Year's Day in the morning, then thickening clouds with snow, sleet, and freezing rain likely, changing to rain by the end of the day with highs eventually reaching into the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, mid-40s on Saturday, mid-30s with partly sunny skies on Sunday, and mostly sunny in the mid-30s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.